Everyone can see me better now. Right, so good morning, everyone. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for all your prayers and encouragement for me during my ministry in PSPC from 2012 to 2019, and also for my studies in Trinity Theological College. After my graduation from TTC in 2022, I started work in St. Andrew's Community Hospital as an associate chaplain. I provide spiritual care to the patients and the hospital staff, attending to them by being present with them, listening to them, and encouraging them. I also ensure our weekly chapel is in place for the patients. So really thank God for this privilege for me to share His word this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, prepare our hearts to be good soil, so that your word will take root in our heart, and that we may bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We experience different challenges at various stages of life, and all of us experience down times before. The kind of concerns, worries, fears, and grief are different in various life challenges. As we age, our concerns, worries, fears, grief grow in frequency and intensity too. I believe some of us may have lamented before during adversity. And so these are some of the laments I've heard from my patients when I interacted with them. I used to be very active. I ran a lot. I don't expect this to happen to me. I used to be very active. I swam, I danced, but now I have to give up all this. I just wish for a miracle. I don't know, would it be better for me to die 20 years ago instead? Because I feel so miserable now. I'm staying alone, I feel down. So I thought to end my life. There is a deep sense of helplessness, fear, grief, and despair over the loss of their independence, freedom, and mobility. There is also a sense of loneliness and a lack of meaning and purpose in life. You realize that I have patients who are in their 40-plus and 50s as well. Sickness does not just happen to the elderly, but to anyone. I imagine myself to be like them one day if my health fails me, because I am. In fact, all of us are in the process of aging. I ask myself, would I lament likewise in hopelessness and despair? As Christians, when we face life challenges, we know that we have to learn to trust God and pray. Some of us may have lamented before, yet we can't help but still feel anxious, fearful, helpless, and depressed. At times, it seems that prayer does not work, and we feel even more terrible. Let me assure us that it is perfectly normal if you feel this way, because King David felt terrible emotionally. He lamented, but his lament ended with rejoicing and praising God. This is the characteristic of the Lament Psalm. The psalmist will conclude with praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Lament Psalm is a form of prayer that one brings their sorrow before God and trusts in His sovereignty. This is in contrary to grumbling, which shows the lack of trust in God. So let us learn from King David. Psalm 13 is an expression of lament from King David. Prior to David becoming king, he had to flee from Saul, who was going after his life. Even after David had established his kingship, in his later years, he had to flee again, this time from his son Absalom, who attempted to overthrow him in 2 Samuel 15. Having to encounter such adversity, he lamented to God. Psalm 13 is written in a chiasm. A chiasm is a writing technique employed by the biblical writers to present a series of ideas that will repeat in reverse order. Let us take a look at the chiastic pattern in this psalm. As you can see, AA1 shows us that the psalmist lamented to the Lord in anguish, but declared his singing to the Lord in conclusion. So this is in contrast, this is a contrast of the psalmist's response to the Lord at the beginning and at the end. BB1, the psalmist declared that his heart was in sorrow, but concluded with his heart will rejoice. This is a contrast of the psalmist's heart condition in sorrow and rejoicing. CC1, the enemy seems to be prevailing. DD1, both the psalmist and the enemy will rejoice. The enemy rejoices in the psalmist's downfall, but the psalmist rejoices in God's deeds. The middle chiastic E, the psalmist cried out to the Lord to help him. We see that there is a shift in the psalmist's emotions through the process of lamenting, from sorrow to rejoicing and singing to the Lord. How did the psalmist manage to conclude with rejoicing and singing? Let us dive into the passage. In verses 1 to 2, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?" The psalmist lamented "how long" 4 times, which expresses his feelings of prolonged and intense agony and distress. He was in fact questioning how long he had to bear this unbearable suffering. In verse 1, the psalmist lamented to God about God himself. He questioned God, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" He used the phrase "forget me" and "hide your face from me." These express the idea of not giving attention or expressing care. In his sufferings, the psalmist felt that God has forgotten him and abandoned him. He felt unbearable, so he lamented to God, "How long will he disregard him?" I believe you have had encountered situations as though God seems to be ignoring you, especially during times of adversity. You could not experience God's presence. You tried to pray intensely, but felt that God was still ignoring you. You were frustrated, disappointed, and miserable. You were at your wit's end. Some of us may think that we should not lament about God himself. But the psalmist showed us otherwise. He lamented to God about how he felt God has forgotten and abandoned him. He expressed his truest feelings about God to God himself. Because of his enemy who was plotting his downfall, the psalmist also lamented to God his truest emotion. Verse 2. "How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?" He had to counsel himself and had sorrow in his heart day after day. He struggled emotionally, both for the presence of God and his enemy's triumphs over him. Some of you may not pour out your emotions easily to others. Sometimes it is not easy to find someone trustworthy whom you can share to, especially when your close friend or your loved ones have departed before you. You realize that there is no one whom you can share your true emotions. But the psalmist showed us that you can be transparent and pour out your true and raw emotions to God. 2 months ago, I had a fall and injured my tailbone. It was quite painful. The next day, I could hardly walk at my usual speed. I also had a hard time bending down. It was so painful until when I sneezed, the pain intensified. 1 week had passed, the pain was still there. After the second week, it was no better. But thank God there was no fracture. It was only after 1 month that I began to recover slowly. I was so afraid to sneeze during that period. It was a physically painful and emotionally frustrating period for me. I lamented to God, "Lord, for how long would I have to endure the pain?" I was upset why God did not prevent me from falling. But on the other hand, I was thankful to the Lord that I did not hit my head or my back, which could be worse. I believe the seniors among us have first-hand experience of how the physical pains and body aches can be frustrating and even depressing for some. As I mentioned earlier, some of you may have lamented before, but where and who do you direct your lament to? For others who think you should not lament or complain because it reflects a wrong attitude, we can, like the psalmist, come to the Lord. Lament to Him, even if it is about God Himself. God can take your truest and raw emotions. You can be assured that God will not broadcast to others what you said to Him. He is a trustworthy God. In the midst of the psalmist's laments about God, he still called out for God's help in his adversity, verses 3 to 4. "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say I have prevailed over him, lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken." The psalmist faced the triumph of his enemy and the possibility of death. In his cry for God's help, the psalmist addressed God as "my God," which reflected his personal relationship with God. In times of adversity, do you feel that God is being so distant that He is no longer your God? Would you still call upon Him as "my God" to seek His help? The psalmist's call for his God to rescue him, even in his lament, showed that he still acknowledged his need for God's help. God is not just an impersonal God out there who takes no interest in your life, but He is a God who cares for the psalmist and for all of us too. He is our God. We are His people. Come to the Lord and call for His help, because He is your God. You may wonder why, despite feeling that God was not there for him, the psalmist still called upon God. Verse 5. "But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." The psalmist trusted in God's steadfast love. And verse 6, "I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me." The psalmist will praise God because God has dealt bountifully with him. The psalmist's confidence comes from God's attribute, His steadfast love, which also refers to God's kindness, loving kindness, and mercy. This attribute of God is characterized by God's permanence, constancy, and reliability. His kindness is demonstrated in His salvation, His deliverance of His people. Because of that, the psalmist's heart rejoiced and sang to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with him. Despite the psalmist's adversity, he could still rejoice and sing to the Lord. because of his past experience of trust in the Lord's kindness and the Lord's deliverance of him. So likewise, God's kindness and his act of deliverance should lead us to rejoice and sing to the Lord in times of adversity too. How have you experienced God's kindness and his deliverance from an adversity in your life? Are you able to rejoice and sing to the Lord in times of adversity because you are confident in God's kindness and act of deliverance? Come to the Lord. Rejoice and sing to the Lord because of his kindness and deliverance. Not only did the psalmist lament to God, our Lord Jesus also lamented to the Father. Just before Jesus was arrested, he was at the Garden of Gethsemane, feeling sorrowful and troubled as he prayed to the Father. He brought his sorrow before the Father in Matthew 26. When Jesus was hung on the cross, he lamented to the Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? Which is actually from Psalm 22, another example of a lament psalm. Our Lord Jesus showed us that we could bring our sorrow to the Heavenly Father and lament to him. A pastor wrote in the Christian website, Desiring God, on Dare to Hope in God, How to Lament Well. He said this, and I quote, "Lament is the language for living between the poles of a hard life and trusting in God's sovereignty. As we grow older, life challenges get harder for us. You realize that as you age, it is harder to cope emotionally, physically, mentally, and even spiritually. Last week, I passed by a church and I saw their banner that says, You matter to God. Indeed, you matter to God, including your sorrow, despair, fear, anxiety. And with the permission of my friend, I would like to share with you the lament that she wrote in the year 2020 when she was serving her quarantine order because she was in close contact with a COVID-positive person. This happened to her in March 2020, when the coronavirus just hit Singapore and quarantine regulations was mandatory. So this is her lament. Why, God? Why did you let it happen to me? Why didn't you protect me? This vile disease has brought down my friend. The same enemy will soon lay its grip on me. I'm stuck in this room, taking temperatures 3 times a day. Imprisoned in my mind and fear, as the virus took down one more friend, and then 4. Save me, O God, have mercy on me. Rescue me, cause I'm trembling with fear of the unknown. Look on me with favor. Remember me according to your steadfast love. I keep my eyes on you, Lord. I keep on praying while holding on to you. May this pandemic be blown away. Let them disappear and be no more. You, my God, are my rock. Your unfailing love sustains me. I praise you, Lord, who was and is to come. In the midst of chaos, you are the only one, you are the only unchanging God." After she lamented to God, she felt a great sense of assurance. In her words, "The lament helped me a lot, since I know that in the midst of uncontrolled situations, God is still the one who sustains me." So come to the Lord. Bring your lament to him. Call for his help and rejoice in his attribute and deeds. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this privilege to lament to you in our adversity, knowing that you hear our lament, Help us, Lord, to lament to you in our adversity as an expression of our trust to you. In Christ's name.